You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is Moving Your Family Forward by Bishop Herbert and Dr. Marcia Bailey.
We have been talking about wisdom. So as part of our first session on this year's focus on the family month, I kind of want to our main theme for this year is moving your family forward, moving your family forward. How many of y'all want your family to be moved forward? Amen. I think I said Sunday is the will of God for us to increase, not decrease. But let me also just state that another way. It's the will of God for us to go forward and not to go backward. Amen. And so it is. But that doesn't happen accidentally. One of the things that God told his people, children of Israel, he said that when they came across the Jordan, they were to take stones and make a memorial so that the children in ages to come, they would ask, what meaneth these stones? Why is this here? He said, then tell them the history of where God brought us from. The saying has been said that if you don't know your history, then you're bound to repeat it. And so I think it's important for us to keep moving forward. Important for you as family members and particularly as parents and grandparents and older people in your families to let your children know where you've come from so we can keep moving forward. Who your children, who we married, that's about whether we're going to move forward or move backwards. Amen. I said this on Friday night. We had our marriage enrichment, one of our best ever. I think, and some people even literally said that when our best, cause we had four couples. We did a panel with four couples who had been married 40 years and up, anywhere between 40 years to 49 years. And I'm sure it surprised a lot of the younger people to hear some of their stories, to hear the stuff that they've been through and still together. And I tell people all the time that if you see a marriage that's been together for any length of time, they got a story, whether they tell you or not. And they transparently shared some of those stories with us. So it's the will of God for us to move forward. Our families to be good, our marriages to be good, and to keep moving forward. Last month, I was teaching from the scripture. I want to take you back to it when I talked about wisdom. From Matthew, the 11th chapter, verse 18 and 19. And as we talk about moving our family forward, you need wisdom to move your family forward. Amen? Matthew 11, verse 18, it says, for John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, he has the devil. Jesus talking about John the Baptist. The Son of Man, or he could say, I came both eating and drinking. Y'all see the implication. And they said, behold, a man gluttonous. Every time you turn around, he has somebody party eating. And a wine bibber. Every time I look at him, he bibbing some wine. Yeah. That's the only reason why they call you wine bibber. Okay, let me keep on moving. And a friend of publicans and sinners. And he got all these sinning folks are hanging around him. That one there who was with him. She used to be a prostitute. That one there, he was a tax collector ripping people off. Look at the people he got around him. But Jesus said, I don't care what you see me eating, what you see me drinking, what you say about me, or who you see around me. At the end of the day, wisdom is justified of her children. Everybody say wisdom is justified of her children. Which means wisdom is justified by her children. Put that up in the New Living Translation, if you would. New Living Translation says, verse 19. But wisdom is shown to be right by its results. If we have wisdom, it'll bring results. We'll have good results. He said wisdom is justified by children. He's talking about, generally speaking, about results. If we would apply it literally, it's saying a parent's wisdom is going to be justified or proven through the outcome of their children. Right. Wisdom is shown to be right by its results. And then, so continue with this whole concept about wisdom in the family, Proverbs 14 and 1 says, and we can generalize it, but it starts with this woman. Mm-hmm. All right? It says, every wise woman, Proverbs 14 and 1, buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her own hands. So a wise woman will build her house, but the foolish will pluck it down with her own hands. And it says, a woman, but I believe, you know, it applies to both, because it takes two to build a marriage. It takes to have the God kind of family. It takes two, a man and a woman, a husband and wife, to build the house or to build the family. Okay. Pastor Marcia, how is a woman's wisdom demonstrated?
Wisdom
in the home and in the family, because the Bible says a wise woman is going to build it, but a foolish.
Right.
So it's contrasting a wise woman who builds versus a foolish woman who plucks it down, tears it apart
with her own hands. Yeah. You know,
which means sometimes it ain't the devil.
Right. It's you.
You doing it.
Yeah. You're doing it by refusing to govern yourself according to the knowledge that you may have gained over time through the relationship and knowing your husband or knowing your children. You know, so you apply that. You know how to apply that in situations. And so a wise woman would say, I know my husband. I never forget years ago, got so many thoughts. Early married, living in another state. Won't mention the state to protect the innocent, the half innocent, or the ignorant. How about that? The ignorant, to protect the ignorant. And my husband liked his plate fixed. He always liked his plate fixed, and so I knew that. And I can say, well, I can govern myself out of ignorance, basically, because by the age of 10, I didn't have any. My father wasn't in the home. So I didn't see my mom fixing his plate at the age of 10.
And Mother Bailey always fixed Bishop Bailey's plate.
Right. Well, I didn't even know that. I didn't pay much attention to that. You know, so I could have governed myself according to that. But he shared that with me, whether I liked it or not, or thought it was stupid or silly, especially when I had children like this right away. You know, kids can't wait for their food. So that means I had to plan, I had to prepare, so I can make sure he gets his plate. And so I never forget, we was at a church function, and somebody said, why are you fixing your husband's plate? My husband can fix his own plate. Now, this was an older woman. She was a wiser woman. She was a woman who's in authority. And I could have said, felt intimidated, or felt the peer pressure of all the women looking at me, and said, oh, and I'm like, well, I'm not going to fix his plate. He can get his own plate at this church function. Wisdom said, no, you go ahead and fix your plate.
Versus listen to Mother Foolish.
Right. And listening to all the women, listen to that one who said anything. And so that's wisdom. That's wisdom, that you know what your house needs, and you're not going to listen to anyone outside of your house. And so as a wise woman to build my house, I had to learn what works in my own home versus what did not work. I never forget another woman. I wanted a new table, because we carried that one table from state to state, and it was made of formica. It was made of formica. And she mentioned to me, well, you know, if you want a new table, you just need to do what I did. I chopped up my table. I broke it up when my mom gave me this wisdom. I was trying to cover her.
Oh, your mom told you that?
Yeah, she did tell me that. God rest her soul.
I don't appreciate you talking about my mother-in-law
Yeah.
I just want you to know.
Well, yeah, because I was going to slip out my father. And she said my father was at home, so she broke up that kitchen table. And when he came home, he saw the table. And she was after him, asking him for this table for quite some time, and he would not budge on it. What did your mouth? Did you say something?
I said,
wow. Oh, yeah. She, you know, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so she chopped it up, and when he came home, it was broken. Now, that's my mom. That's what I was raised with, okay? Y'all understanding the picture. And so, and she shared that information with me. I thank God for the Lord, because I knew that was going to work in my own house. If I did the same thing, number one, that table was for Micah. So I would have been injured by the time he got home. And number two, I think we would have been sitting crisscross applesauce on the kitchen floor for a while.
I would have found a way to glue it back together.
But I knew then. So I had to build my own house. And so as women who are especially young and married, or you have to know what works with your own husband. You need to know what works with your own children. You also need to know, you know, the house also means your temple, your body. You need to know what works with your own body. Mm. You know, so when you look at that, so a wise woman builds her own house, her own temple, her own family, her own home. So you have to learn what builds your temple, what helps your body to run well for longevity. And so you can do what everyone else is doing, or you have to say, no, I have to put the pause button here, because you can eat that, but I can't eat this. You know, you can sleep late, but I can't sleep late. Your prayer life may look like this, but I know what my prayer life must look like to keep my house moving forward. So you just need to know, and you know, and the Lord will help you, even no matter what age you are in right now, what season of life you may be presently in. As women, we go through different seasons of life. And so you might not be in the spring season of your life, maybe in the fall season or the summer season. God will give you wisdom as you approach the age of menopause. Y'all okay with this? As you approach the age of menopause, that I can't eat like I used to eat when I was 20. And FYI, women, menopause season approaching it is when you're getting your 30s. Your hormones start to drop. So everything white can heat your body up. All that sugar, all that white rice, all that white bread, all that pasta. So you need the wisdom of God to help you to go through that season. And it also helps you if you're okay with PMS. And, you know, so you don't have to have a spike in hormone, and no one doesn't have to really have to tiptoe around your house around a certain week. Who do I have out here this day? And so as women, we build our own house, and we wisely build it by governing ourselves and eating wisely and having wisdom in every season of our life.
So a woman can tear her house down. Versus build it up by doing foolish things like listen to unwise counsel.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Tear it up. Can you imagine if I, you know, it would have been crazy, you know, to listen to other women who aren't married to my husband.
Or in some cases, not married at all.
Or been divorced. And hate men. You know, and so you have to, you know, there's certain things you can glean from, but you need to have the wisdom how to apply it. And you need to know that may work for her, but it may not work for me. So you just have to, you know, you just really have to have wisdom. And you can't also, you need, today now the counsel may come from social media. On Facebook, we have all these self-proclaimed life coaches in marriage or in relationship or just being that woman who's taking the world. And you don't know what's going on in the backstory. You don't know what her house looks like. You don't know what her marriage looks like. You don't even know if she has a job. You know, so you're taking this wisdom you're getting off of Facebook and social media and try to apply it in your own house, and you're tearing your house up.
Which brings up a point. You have to be really careful who you get counsel from regarding your marriage, regarding life in general. You know, so you really got to be careful who you're getting counsel from. Some people that, you know, I talk about this when Paul says to the Corinthians, he said, parents lay up for the children, not children for the parents. And then he says, I would gladly spend and be spent for you. I don't want yours. I want you. Okay, that's what Paul says as the heart of a giver. Some people, they have no heart to give. They just want yours. And if they can pretend to get yours and lie to get yours and perpetrate to get yours, when I'm saying yours, I'm talking about your attention, your money, your validation, to build up their self-esteem, they'll do this. And so be real careful who you're getting counsel from, okay? I've had people ask me, and I won't say anything unless they do ask me. I've had people ask me, Pastor so-and-so offered me a job. What you think about them? Should I work for them? I just looked and I said, nah, I don't go into any details. So you have to be careful who you're around, who you get counsel from. You know, a parallel scripture, I guess, to every wise woman builds a house, but the foolish pluck it down with their own hands. Proverbs 14:1, specifically talking about women. Well, First Peter 3 and 7 is a kind of a parallel scripture for men. It said, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them, talking about your wives, according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. And so this scripture tells us, it says that husbands, you need to have dwell with your wife. The New Living Translation says with understanding as you live together. I have to understand who my wife is. I have to understand her background. I have to understand the things that make her happy, things that make her sad, things that aggravate her, the things that thrill her. I have to dwell with her according to knowledge. And just saying that you have knowledge of just women, or just how men are, just how women are. No, that may not be how your husband is. That may not be how your wife is. So I believe when it says dwell with them according to knowledge, it's talking about getting to know your spouse, getting knowledge of them. And, you know, I've been saying this for the last couple of years now, because the older I get, because at the end of the day, you know, when you all need to understand, I heard somebody say this here, they said about being 60, but to me, yeah, you know, by the time you're in your 50s, you start getting placed. I don't care what y'all think. It is what it is at this point. And, you know, really, and you've been doing what I'm doing as long as I've been doing it. Y'all see, I don't care. I got ready to come up here with shorts today. I don't care what y'all think no more. I don't have nothing to prove. He don't have no socks on.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
No, really. You know, you get to a point where you got to do what works for your life.
That's true. That's
brothers.
Right.
You got to do what works for your wife.
Right.
You got to do what works for your husband. Right. And sometimes we're so busy trying to please everybody else and listen to all these other people and people telling you stuff that based upon their experience and their home, that ain't going to work in your home. Right. You know, you can hear some stuff. You go to a conference, you know, you need to do this here, and you need to know that ain't going to work in my church. There's one of our ministers, he's still connected here, a member here, but there's a particular Baptist church in the city that needed some help and assistance. And he asked me, and I've released him to go and serve there and help there. He generally comes out service and first service, then he goes and serves there. And he came to me one day, he said, Pastor, all that stuff going on up in that church, ain't no way you let that happen. That would never work up in right direction. Well, you got to know what won't work up in your house. People tell you this and tell you that. You got no, that ain't going to work. That ain't going to work in my house. You know.
Sometimes, you know, our pride can get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that will just pluck your house down. You know, and because I'm not doing this, and I'm not going to change, or I want it this way. And the whole thing is, like you said, according to knowledge, is when you have that knowledge, like you mentioned, paradigm, upbringing, what have you, is when you know how they were raised, it's almost crazy to try to change who he is or change how I am. We have preferences, but sometimes we are wired a particular way. And some of the things that we will try to force, you know, to be, you know, so you can have things your way, goes against how that person is wired.
And let me add with that, that doesn't mean that the person doesn't need to change.
Right. But you can't.
But you can't make them change.
An unwise action, a foolish action is trying to make your spouse change. Unwise action, foolish action is to try to make your children change. We are called to shape our children, not change them. And so often, you know, and that struck me when I thought about, you know, I'm thinking about when my daughter was younger, and I had three boys, and I finally had a girl. I'm the neat one in the home. Everyone else may not be.
What are you trying to say?
You know, so I kind of put. I'm the neat one. So I kind of figured, so okay, maybe it's a sex thing, a male thing. So when I got my daughter, I just knew she was going to be just like me. God Almighty. I said, when I saw her being bothered by her sheets not being pulled tight on the bed when she was a little girl, I said, she didn't go to school for this. Because that's her daddy. His sheets have to be tight.
Tight.
Tight on the bed. Otherwise, he can't get a good night's sleep. And she has
a stand crawling sheet.
That's, she was like, it bothers me. I said, oh, Lord. That was a sign that I was headed down a slippery slope in the area's neatness. And so I was really...
That's the bed being neat.
Yes, but I'm just talking about other things.
Well, bad example.
Bad example. Okay, bad. Well, let's talk about clothing and stuff. So she was just doing stuff all over the place. I'm like, everything has its place. And she was putting things up, but not the way I wanted them. She kind of put them back in the area. So I was really working hard and shaping her to be like me. And she was like, Ma, this is not how I like it. I want it this way. So I realized we're going to go at this thing for a whole 18 years, as long as she's in our house, and have tension and contention. So I realized her wiring is a little bit more creative. So as a creative person, she don't see the necessity of things being right here, as long as it's accessible and convenient for her. So I had to learn, okay, I'm trying to control her. I'm trying to change her. But what I can do is shape her, help her to live and within her wiring that we both can get along. And so that's wisdom. Otherwise, you're so frustrated over little things, frustrated over socks, frustrated over pants, frustrated over shoes, frustrated over paper, frustrated over everything, frustrated over...
Bless
years
you.
And years of magazines, just frustrated.
I'm you like, never know when you might need that 1980 Ebony magazine.
Oh, my goodness, y'all.
Yeah, I might be doing some research. They didn't have the internet back then when I need that 1980 Ebony magazine. But no, I've had a vision.
What's the vision?
I'm going to go into my office.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to look at stuff
that
I haven't bothered in the last 2 years and get rid of it.
Can I get some music? I'm about to run around this church and I'm going, hey, glory to God. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. There is a God in heaven that listens to prayer. Praise your name, Lord God.
I'm going to give away a whole bunch of clothes.
What?
I'm going to give a bunch of shoes.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to pay off.
Yeah.
No, we're going to build the family.
Didn't say I'm going to raffle them off.
Oh, we're going to build a worship facility.
Give them away.
We're going to give them away. But you can build. I think you got like $4 or $5 million worth of stuff back down there. Awesome. But you know, early on we would kind of go at it and I realized I can't change this man.
But can I tell you this? If she would like me, that would drive me crazy.
That is the truth.
Now it really would. As untidy, as unorganized,
couldn't stand
as
it.
I may, if she would like me,
it would drive
that way. That would just be a nasty woman.
Yeah.
That would just be awful.
Yeah. I actually did an experiment. I figured I can't beat him. Let's join him. So I started leaving stuff and not doing dishes and doing. He was like, what is going on?
What's wrong? Are you depressed? Do you need counseling?
Hey, I can't beat him. Let's join him. You know? And so I realized if I did him, like he just said, it would frustrate him.
Yeah. That scripture from the 1 Corinthians 3 and 7 from the, Amplified version. It says, in the same way you married men should live considerately with your wives, with an intelligent recognition of the marriage relation. An intelligent recognition. It takes intelligence to make marriage work.
It does.
I don't know how these dumb, unintelligent people try to make this thing work. You can't just have your heart involved. And your emotion involved, and just your flesh involved. You have to have your mind involved.
Our families should get better with each generation. As we progress as a society, so should our families. Bishop Herbert and Dr. Marcia Bailey, along with members of their own family, get candid about their own experiences to help you move your family forward. Order this powerful message today. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for Moving Your Family Forward. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m.
Friday, Women's Bible Study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.